This is Steve Jackson, who is Steve Jackson. And the topic today is going back to, you know, social distancing and staying safe and everything like that. Because obviously, you know, when you're trying to do anything in life at the moment, it's all about social distancing. So where do you get your essentials? If near you, and keep social distancing? That is a tough one for some people. Many friends and customers all over the world are asking me the same question, and normally the question goes something like, is there an oil supplier near me that allows me to stay safe during these difficult times? Unfortunately, it's a difficult situation for the vendors and the customers alike. It's a big problem. We want to share our products with our customers, but we really don't want to share anything else with them to make the meal. So it's a rough situation. We all know that over the long term, the way we buy products is going to change dramatically. I think this is just the start of how things are going to be. The pattern of people, how people buy products, any products, has changed massively. Many even supermarkets are starting to sell products online, and then you either go and collect them or have them delivered. This is completely normal nowadays. And many shops are actually building special units next to them. A local shop near me, big shop, is doing that. There's a at the edge side of the shop, well, supermarket, I'm really, I should be saying, they're building a big unit where I'm not sure how it's going to work at the moment, because I haven't finished. But the idea is that you'll be able to either pick up your products there somehow, which will reduce the amount of contact you have with other people, and so that keeping the social distancing concept together. So I mean, this is how it's going to be, I think. But a few reasons why I think, but there's some added reason. Even though the social distancing is important, and we know it is, there is other reasons why you should buy your essential oils online. And the fact of it is that the numbers I've got from 2018 estimate that 1.8 billion people worldwide purchase products online. So this is a trend of purchasing products online. From that, the figure is like, I think it's like 63%. For example, they're going to do a shop. They want to go to the shop to get something, they will check online first, find out the products, then go to the shop and buy it. Of course, I mean, my wife the other day, she just doesn't like the idea of going to the shop and doing that. So she basically made a big order on one of the online shopping sites for clothes. They will be delivered, she will try them on. The ones she don't like, she repacks, send them back. And she pays the bill for the stuff she's got. I mean, again, this is the way it's going to go. Another little fact, which I like as well, is that 50% of people who buy online will be using a mobile device to purchase the service and do the complete deal. Only very recently, I was purchasing something online. It's on through my mobile, completely simple. In fact, it was the service I was paying for was these city bikes. So you get a whole season on a city bike. Fantastic. But the other reasons, I'll just go through the other shortly. My top eight reasons is, for example, saving a lot of time, a massive amount of time. You are completely social distancing if you're buying products on a PC. Apart from your family, that's just you and the PC. You save a lot of money on traveling. What's better than that? You can shop 24/7. They are never closed. Often you'll find this when you buy essential oils anyway. It's more affordable if you buy online, especially high quality ones, because often the company will give their customers, wholesale prices for loyalty customers, plus extras for free products and stuff like that. No queuing. Now that's a terrible situation when the queuing happens, because some people don't really respect social distancing, and that is a problem. So, you know, standing between, if you were expecting to stand in a queue and you want 2 meters, you know, some people are just saying, well, I don't want to do that. You can avoid the crowds, no crowds if you're buying online. And the final one, which I think is quite interesting, is you will find what you want if you do it online. You know, you can take your time, you can find, when it comes to essential oils, you can find the oil you want and you can buy it in a relaxed atmosphere, no problem. Anyway, this is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Stay safe out there, and speak to you next time.